Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. I'm Ron Say, and I'm here with Mike Gary, and I hope all of you are having a good week. And speaking of a good week, I had a great week here last weekend that I wanted to share with you. I was fortunate enough to be out at the City of Hope with one of our podcast guests, Dr. Stephen Foreman. They had a virtual party out there for cancer survivors. It was that time of the year to celebrate that. And I had a chance to have a book signing, and it was all staff related, and I had a chance to talk with a lot of people out there, the progress that's being made at the City Hope, big Dodger fans, of course. So that was very, very special for me to be able to spend that time with them. It is something that I used to have more of a contact with when I was actually working for the Dodgers, but Dr. Foreman and I hooked up again, and it turned out to be a very special day. The second one that happened was the honoring of Roz Wyman, and that's why we have Dodger fans living in Los Angeles. She's the lady that a long time ago brought the Brooklyn Dodgers west, and their owner, Mr. O'Malley, Walter O'Malley, to Los Angeles, and there was a one-year celebration of her passing, and it was a real treat. It was at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, and the mistress of ceremony was Jamie Lee Curtis, who did a fantastic job. It was outlined like a baseball game, and the closer for that was Nancy Pelosi. So it turned out to be a terrific event, great honoring for a great lady who's responsible for baseball being here in Los Angeles and all the great Dodger fans. So it was a terrific event, and I was thrilled to be able to be a part of that as well.
Yeah, she's not necessarily a nationally known story, but she was integral to bringing the LA Dodgers here and establishing the Dodger culture. And just to go back to City of Hope, they do fantastic work. You can check them out at cityofhope.org. And please throw a little something in the tip jar for them, because I do a great work.
Yes, no doubt. And Roz Wyman graduated from USC, and she got started in politics at the young age of 22 years old and had a career that took her right to the end. So what a fantastic week that was. We have a lot of things to talk about this week. We're in the playoff mode for baseball. We have a Dodger legend that's going to be joining us for today's conversation, and it's none other than my good friend who broke my all-time home run record as a Dodger, Eric Karros. Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at bfffinancial.com.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we're back after the break with We'll See About That, and our special guest, Eric Karros, today will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket, courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code, Ron Say, when checking out at melissas.com. Eric is here with us again today. He joined us back in April. We all had preseason favorites and talking about my teams that I figured would do very well this year, the Mets, San Diego, and St. Louis all fell into the bottom of the barrel there. I don't think there's a baseball fan in New York that's pleased with either the Mets or the Yankees. They fired Buck Showalter. Aaron Boone is on a short leash. Eric, did you have similar preseason estimations like I did that fell right through to the bottom?
So I definitely thought the Mets would be involved. Cardinals was so. San Diego, I thought, would be in the postseason, but I never forget that it was right before they had just played the Dodgers and they went down to San Diego. I was on a local radio show and, you know, they're talking about San Diego, this and that. And I said, you know, I said, I understand the hype, but I said, I take the Dodgers 99 out of 100 times to win the division. And the reason why is last year, Dodgers finished 22 games ahead. And, oh, boy, I got crushed for that. Just, oh, you're a homer. Oh, this, that. I'll tell you what, you know, it turned out that way. I didn't realize San Diego would have those types of struggles. But, yeah, what a topsy-turvy season for baseball.
What do you think's going down there, on down there? There's been a lot of talk about, Machado and clubhouse leadership, and your top players are always going to get some of this feedback on it. But what do you think about that? I mean,
I think there's a lot to be said about the culture wasn't ideal for whatever reason, and there was a lot of assumptions that, with the offseason moves that they were just going to go to the World Series. And I've seen videos of them, you know, their core guys, you know, talking about they're going to play the Yankees in the World Series. And, you know, as a former player, that's almost sacrilege. You know, you're not saying that sort of stuff at the beginning of the year. Right. And, I think you can draw comparisons to the Philadelphia Phillies. Both teams, you know, were in the National League Championship Series last year. Both teams went out and made acquisitions. The Padres go get Bogarts. The Phillies went out and got Trey Turner. But I think from the outside looking in, and unless you're getting dressed in that clubhouse, you never know the true identity of what that group looks like. But from the outside looking in, it certainly appears that Philly, has a much better culture than what San Diego emanated. And I get it, you know, winning solves everything. If I had to pinpoint something, and again, I'm not in that clubhouse, I would say that there was an issue, and it's not about guys getting along, and you know that. I mean, right. you played on teams that were very successful that guys didn't get along, but there was a common goal, and once you got dressed in that clubhouse, you were all on the same, you know, the same page of trying to win a game, and I'm not so sure that that was what was going on in San Diego, or it certainly didn't appear so.
Yeah, it does look a little strange. Do you think that this has always been a question I would love to be able to ask, but it's a difficult one. Do you think money, the amount of money that these guys make today is do you think they treat it the same way? Do you think that they look at their game and go over and try to correct things as quickly as possible? Do you think they actually wear this on their sleeve when they lose a tough game and go home?
I think there's a comfort level that, you know, I mean, remember our old skipper Tommy used to always talk about, you know, once guys got comfortable, you know, they may be different players. You know, he's wanted guys to be hungry. So what is that hunger? Is that hunger money? Is there pride? Is it winning? Is it playing for the guy next to you? I do believe that no matter what era you're talking about, economics played a role. And whether it was in your era, you know, where look at the postseason money was more comparable to what you made during the season. So heck yeah, I'm getting to the postseason. Guys now, you know, they're making, you know, crazy money during the regular season. So I feel like that. You know, obviously, are you gonna lay out everything? I mean, some guys still will, some guys probably won't, but that's just human nature. But I do believe that, you know, economics has always driven things. But I will say that there is a, you know, like I said, human nature. I mean, if you got a $300 million deal and you're set for the next, you know, 8 years, 9 years, or whatever it is, I mean, are you gonna play differently than if you're on a one-year deal? I mean, human nature says 100% yes, right? So I think there's a factor in that, but I can also look at players that, you know, I think you look at the Dodgers, there's some guys that they're making a lot of money that I, you know, go out, play every day and leave it all on the line. So I think it's individually based.
I believe you're right. When we had free agency and arbitration break in the middle 70s, this was brand new territory for us. And one of the things that the Dodgers did is that they kind of tied up the infield and made sure that the core group was there. I did not think that it changed any one of us. Yet when I saw other things going on with other clubs, I felt like there were guys who had this year that got them that contract and they disappeared for 3 years. And then they came back in the final year of their contract and tried to put something together. And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. But I suppose there's always the, it is the individual thing that you have to deal with. But I honestly felt that it didn't affect us whatsoever. And once you do earn one of those contracts, you want to prove that you are worth it, and then you want to also prove that you're worth the next one coming along. So for those people who are dedicated to the game, I don't think the money really is the driving factor. This is something that you love to do, and we were able to accomplish that. Speaking of the playoffs, you know, you now have a bunch of teams that have move through it. My take, I had Atlanta going all the way, And yet I also felt that the Philadelphia Phillies, the winner of this matchup that they had, was kind of unfortunate, because I felt like at this point in time, they had the two best teams. And I also felt that the Phillies were the hottest team in baseball, and they are proving that at this moment.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I did a thing, it was the beginning of September, where I was asked to pick five teams, you know, who were the best five as far as having an opportunity to win the World Series. And again, you know, divisions hadn't been decided, but my teams were just like, Atlanta was number one for me. Then it was the Dodgers. Then it was Philadelphia, Houston, and then I took Milwaukee. I thought Milwaukee had a chance, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there was no Baltimore, no Tampa, no Texas. But that's where I felt things were. And I Atlanta, really, that shocked me. That shocked me that they were taken out so easily. Not easily, but I mean, Philly's playing well. You know, I never saw the Arizona thing coming, shocked by what went on with L.A. But the Houston thing, I still feel like Houston is going to win this in the American League. I think it's going to be a Houston, you know, Philly deal. I think Philly will probably, you know, lose one game maybe to Arizona, at the worst two. And I think the other series goes deep. But the Atlanta-LA thing completely shot. I did not see that coming at all.
Well, there's a lot of people who didn't see that coming as well. And I don't think that Dave Roberts nor Andrew Friedman saw that. And if you've been paying a lot of attention to the social media, there's a lot of people who want their heads. They're not happy with what's been going on, especially lose to the Diamondbacks. We're going to return with Eric Karros and talk postseason baseball right after this message. Please stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Okay, we have returned after the break. We're here with Dodger legend Eric Karras, and we are talking Major League Baseball playoffs. And, you know, the Dodgers obviously had have won four years in a row now. They've won 100 games. And for the second year in a row now, they have been eliminated in the first round of playoffs. And a lot of the conversation has led to not only their injuries that they had this year, which they had plenty of, but also the idea of having a team that has the first round bye has to wait 6 days or so before they return to playing. What's your thoughts on that as a reason why they didn't perform?
You know, I think there's something to be said about it. I don't think that's the sole reason. And I'd even take it a step further with the Dodgers the last 2 years. Not only did they have the brief layoff, but they also played the last 3-4 weeks of the season with basically, you know, just for fun, right?
That's right.
They won the division last year, I should say, in 22 by I believe 22 games. And, you know, this year, I don't know, it was 15 games, 14 or something. So there was, you know, the last couple of weeks, there was no urgency. So you're basically looking at a, you know, 4 weeks of just, you know, I don't even just going out there and putting up numbers, right? So I think that played a role, because if you look at Houston, I mean, they've had some layoffs, and yet they've gone to, I think this is a sixth or seventh league championship series in a row, which,
right.
I mean, when you think of that, you kind of just shake your head.
Amazing.
If I had to go back, I would say obviously the starting pitching, you know, that goes without saying, and it just an inopportune for, you know, the two guys that had MVP type seasons, and basically carried this ball club offensively. Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman had a bad three games, and they, you know, I could see one of them, you know, struggling, but the chances that both of them struggle at those three games, you know, it just kind of, everything just kind of added up, and it didn't make for an outcome that, you know, any Dodger fan wanted to see.
No, that's for sure. And you know, you're right. There wasn't any urgency. They had already got things wrapped up, but it also leads to the fact now that you can give your players a few more days off. You can also plan your schedule a little bit differently, because you now are in the driver's seat in terms of not having to play an extra series. And anytime you have to play another series, it's just another opportunity for you to lose. And if it does bother you, then it matters. And I'm not so sure that it hasn't bothered some of those people, but this is what you get for, you know, becoming a first place team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not rewarded, or it certainly doesn't appear to be, because I think, what, you know, Baltimore got knocked out, obviously Atlanta, the Dodgers. So, you know, it wasn't great for these first place teams. And you would say, well, Houston, they're the first place team. But remember, Houston played, you know, they had to win games at the very end of the season just to get to first place. They were still fighting for a playoff spot a week out of the season. So, yes, they were a first place team. Yes, they got a bye, but they were playing games with urgency. And I do believe there is something to be said about that. You know, like I said, you go back to the Dodgers and Atlanta, and the last, like I said, the last 3 weeks, you're not, the last 4 weeks, probably even the last month, to be real, you're going out there, and yes, your eye already is on the playoffs. You're not going out there. And I do believe that there is something about, you know, maybe losing an edge or a little something. And, you know, I mean, again, I'm probably grasping at things, but I put it this way. I don't think it can be dismissed.
It's, of course, not. It just, real fast, though. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to besmirch the name of Dave Roberts. I've interviewed him. I met him. His Red Stitch wine is delicious. But isn't it incumbent on the manager to keep those players motivated even when they, you know they can cruise into the last couple weeks of the season?
Yeah, I don't think it's a case of motivation. I'll be honest with you. I think it's a case of, so I'm playing a game against, you also look at who the Dodgers were playing the last, they're playing the Nationals, they're playing the Rockies, they're playing the Giants. You know, these are teams that are, right, for all intents and purposes, are a mess, right? And they're not, you're looking across the field, they don't resemble anything like the Phillies, the Diamondbacks, the Braves, anybody you're playing. Houston, on the other hand, like I said, I will go back and say, Houston, they were scratching for just their lives to get to the postseason. You go back last year and, my explanation would be, look at the Dodgers won the first game, had some bad break. And, Will Smith last year, who was a huge part of the Dodger offense last year, struggled in the first round series. But, I think we had discussed this another time on the show. He's having his first child. He's going back and forth to L.A. during the series. I mean, again, I know it's not an excuse, but it's a reality. And so I don't think you can say what happened last year is the same as this year. I think everything's different.
If I had my choice, I would rather that things weren't as far apart. You have maybe a 5-game lead with 2 weeks to go, or a 7-game lead with 2 weeks to go. So you stay sharp, because it's a crapshoot. When you have a lot of idle time and you're planning for 2 weeks in advance or 3 weeks in advance, it's hard to keep that there. And you're trying to abide for it. And, I remember times going into the postseason play where I felt really uncomfortable. And it's not like I had any idea that I wanted this to happen. But when you get to the end of the season, everybody has played a lot of baseball. And you have had, the wear and tear of it take place. And it's difficult to just deny that. But your adrenaline starts to pick up again. I just think that you just hope that you're in the right place when you get to the playoffs, right, and you can perform like you do. And it's unfortunate. And I do feel badly for Mookie and Freddie, because they were the two horses. They drove the wagon and they couldn't get anything done. And I've seen it happen in the past. I saw it happen to Dave Winfield in the World Series against us. I think he got one hit in the World Series. It just didn't work out. Mm-hmm. But, there are a lot of great players who get to the postseason. And, for some reason, first couple times around, maybe it doesn't work out so well. And, you saw what happened to Kershaw. I felt badly for him as well. He was kind of pushed into a situation that I'm not so sure that he was ready for, because of all the injuries that took place. And there's a lot of things out there. You look at what happened to, Bueller was gone for the whole year. And then you look at Urias and what happened there. He's pretty much been erased from Dodger history, from what I've been told, what remains at the stadium. But, they didn't go in with their best lineup possible, and it hurt them. And now we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Kershaw is going to be a free agent. He is, I think, probably a couple of years past his prime at this point in time, because he's not hitting anything much over 90 miles an hour on the radar gun. And if you can't muster it up there a little bit better, then that curveball that's been so effective for him all these years is probably not going to be as effective as it has been.
Yeah, I mean, it will be an interesting offseason. You would, you look at what Kersh did this year. He still had, an ERA around 2.5, and right. he's just not the number one guy anymore, no. Right? And he's, he's probably a number 3 or 4, at best, right? And on this Dodger staff, he's probably a 5 when guys are healthy. You mentioned it. You talk about that staff at the beginning of the year was comprised of Kershaw, Gonsolin, Urias, May, and Syndergaard, right? And right. At the end of the year, you had a guy just hanging on, with his shoulder barely intact. And that, you know, for them to accomplish, and that was, you know, Kershaw, and that for them to accomplish what they did this year, I'll be honest, I was surprised. I think they, you know, overachieved. The guys had some tremendous years, but then they got to a point, the 100 wins. So then when it was just, hopefully we get to the playoffs this year, it went to, we could win a World Series. And so I think the expectations kind of buoyed and were probably a bit unrealistic, but, you know, 100 wins will do that to you.
Well, you know, they've had that kind of success. And to be honest with you, I agree with you. You know, I didn't have that expectation of them winning 100 games.
Right.
Especially under the circumstances. And if Kershaw is not going to be your opening day pitcher, as we've been accustomed to seeing for many, many years, and now he's your starting pitcher in the playoffs,
yeah.
it creates a much different scenario. And I get a lot of credit to Arizona. I didn't see that coming either. I'm not sure anybody did. But they jumped them from the get-go every single game. They put them in dire straits from inning number one. And they did it two games in a row, and then they hit those four home runs in one inning.
Right.
You know, and their pitching was outstanding. The Dodgers mounted no threat. They got beaten on all sides, offensively, defensively, pitching. Hats off to them. I think it's going to be a tough offseason for them to try to put something together again. But you did have a couple of players who did emerge. And we're going to talk more about those two young rookies, Bobby Miller and James Outman, after we return from this message with Eric Karros.
Your small business is always top of mind. Well, top of your mind. To get it to the top of other people's minds, you need to get your name out front, which is where Staples Print and Marketing Services can put it. A yard sign over there, brochures right here, a banner up there. In fact, your business's message could appear anywhere. And right now at Staples, get $100 off your print purchase of $250 or more. Make a splash with your small business print and marketing materials at Staples. Ends 11/4. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy 3 delicious menu items for just $1. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase 3 coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Steve Carlton going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Fred Slammer!
2-2 to Say.
It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
The fans.
And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, it's a little bit of a good news, bad news situation, Ron. We have, let's start with the good news first. 1988, the Dodgers became World Series champions when the Bulldog, Oral Hershiser, limits the opposition to four singles in Game 5 in the World Series and beats the A's 5-1. The right-hander, who also won Game 2, is the most valuable player of that fall classic. Now, Ron, the bad news. 1977. Tough day. After homering in his last at-bat yesterday and drawing a walk in his first at-bat, Reggie Jackson hits three dingers on each first pitch as he sees the Yankees' 8-4 victory over the Dodgers in the Bronx, giving him three homers on three consecutive pitches, I believe on three separate pitchers as well. Mr. October's heroics in Game 6 of the Fall Classic assure the Yankees of their 21st World Championship and first since 1962. Yeah,
thank you so much for that, Mike.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that so much.
My pleasure.
And honestly, I think we're one of the team's primarily responsible for giving him his nickname, Mr. October. he lit us up. And, you know, here's a series where we actually felt, you know, we're down a game and we've got Bert Hooton pitching. And I thought Bert was terrific. I don't think he gets nearly the credit as being one of those guys as he should in Dodger history. You know, it was just a guy with Reggie's caliber of talent having one of those games, and there wasn't anything you could do about it. And we just had to sit there and watch this incredible performance. And, yeah, to my dismay, we're going to have him on next week. So, anyway, back to the Dodgers and their couple of rookies that stood out this year. James Outman, the only thing that I would have to say is I wish he didn't strike out as much. I think he had 175 strikeouts or something. And Bobby Miller seemed to be a find. Seems to be one of those guys who possibly has a real bright future here. What do you think about that, Eric?
Yeah, I thought both of those guys. I think probably most impressive for me with Outman was obviously got off to an unreal start, but then he just real struggles for about a month or so. And, you know, as you can attest to, you see many guys come up and light things on fire and then the league makes an adjustment and the player doesn't necessarily make an adjustment. And that's the end of them. And what Outman did, obviously he went through the struggles and then he made some adjustments and went on to have a very, you know, productive season. Completely agree with you on the strikeouts. That, you know, that for me, it's just kind of interesting. I struck out a lot when I played, and I was right around the 100 mark. And, you know, now you're getting guys throwing out 170, 180, even 200, like it's nothing. And so that I feel like it's starting to turn a little bit, you know, the pendulum's starting to swing a little bit where it's, you know, the people are, you know, putting the ball in play a little bit better and, you know, defense is more important, all those sorts of things. But Outman was good for me. Bobby Miller, he could be that frontline guy. I mean, the stuff is all there. I just think he needs experience, and when I say experience, just needs to be able to get himself through those situations that aren't ideal, meaning things aren't going for him. Instead of letting him snowball, you know, be able to step back and stop things. But really a five pitch guy that can throw any one of those pitches at any time in the count. Plus, you know, two of those five pitches are, you know, 100 mile an hour four seamer and a 98 mile an hour sinker. So the weapons are there. And I think really the only thing that prevents him from having a great career is you know, the injury bug, but just himself. You know, if mentally and from an experience factor, he can harness those things. You know, the stuff and the talent, it's there.
You know, my experience of my rookie year too was similar. I got off to a little bit of a slow start, then I ramped it up. I was playing really well. By the All-Star break, I was, you know, where I wanted to be. And by the end of the year, I was really disappointed because I fell into a deep hole. And I just couldn't seem to get things done. So it's a real learning process. I think after your rookie year, you kind of see where you sit. I felt like I was capable of doing the things that I could do and had done, but I had to prove it. In Outman's case, I think that, you know, he's going to go home, possibly thinking about how to make a big adjustment to this up and coming year, because I just don't think that you can give yourself away that many times by striking out and eventually have positive results. It's 170, 150 times is just giving away too many times. Too many times you're giving yourself up. Just look at the number of times that you, if you took it by 50, down by 50, and what you do when you do hit the ball and the success that goes with it, there might be three or four more home runs. There might be another 10, 15 hits, runs scored, extra base hits, whatever it is, runs batted in. That'll help add to your overall performance. But you know, I also wanted to get back to the Atlanta Braves for a second. The Atlanta Braves had five guys that absolutely tore it up this year. Two guys who hit 30 home runs, two guys who hit 40 home runs, one guy who leads the league in runs batted in and home runs. They, between the five of them, they average over 40 home runs, 100 runs scored, 100 runs batted in. They have possibly the Cy Young Award winner in Strider, wins 20 games, leads the league in strikeouts, and somehow this lineup can't get it done in the postseason. It was just amazing. This might be the greatest number lineup I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you know, I think the fact that it was a five-game series that favored somebody being able to beat them. Right. I think they also went into a stretch. Acuña really disappeared, and this was a guy that really set the table, will be the MVP. You know, Philly was the right team and the right – more than anything, Philly's a combination of not only talent, but they've got that mentality, that Philly – you know, that Philly culture. I think Castellanos said it best. Nick Castellanos, after they got beat in the second game, and they got beat, you know, they were ahead. Atlanta came back, tied the series at 1-1. And so he was asked after the game, you know, what, you know, how do you respond and what did you think about it? And he was very succinct. He goes, "We love it when we get punched in the mouth. We got punched in the mouth. We're coming back tomorrow." And that said it all for me. And that's kind of the attitude that, you know, they weren't scared. You know, they had no fear of Atlanta, right? Numbers or whatever. They beat Atlanta last year. These guys, you know, Philly does not lack confidence. Their fan base is off the hook. And I think also playing in Atlanta and having the fan base in Atlanta so against Philly, I mean, I thought that worked in Philly's favor. And I, you know, for as much as we want to talk about Atlanta, I think it was surprising, and I thought Atlanta was going to win. But the Philly, you know, like I said, I would never bet against Philly. I would bet on Atlanta, but it wasn't because I was betting against Philly.
Understood. And, you know, the difference, too, is that Philadelphia's pitching has been superior. Mm-hmm. And they have all their horses playing really well at the same time. every one of them. Harper, you have Schwarber, Real Muto, Stout. All these guys have made a contribution, and they're hungry. I can feel it. Trey Turner, you know, he had a real bad stretch there that was taking him to places I'm sure he hasn't experienced very often. And then he kind of gets himself back into it, and now he is being applauded by a Philly fan. And it is absolutely a great turnaround for him. But the Phillies have just played outstanding. They came into this being the hottest team in baseball. And quite honestly, I believe they're going to continue. I don't see anything that's really going to stop them right now. Arizona Diamondbacks, they're not going to stop them.
No, I agree. I would think the Houston, for me, Houston, Philly, I want to see that. As a fan, I want to see that. I do want to see that because I think if anybody can rival Philly, it would be Houston and that and their attitude. Their attitude and their never say die and their arrogance and all of that sort of stuff.
All of that. However, I'm not really ready to give up on the Rangers yet. they're in the driver's seat at this point.
Yep.
And by the time that you hear this broadcast, it may have changed. But we have some really, really good players over with the Rangers. Corey Seager had an MVP type of year, mm-hmm. proved that he's worth that contract that they gave him. Simeon at the top of the lineup. Those two guys, 1-2, have been terrific. You got Garcia in the middle of the lineup that's driven over 100 runs and hit close to 40 home runs. They've got a top-notch ball club, and they kind of surprised me because I wasn't so sure that they could make that transition the way that they have. They brought in Bruce Bochy, which I think was a very big plus. But when they lost DeGrom again for the season, that puts a monkey wrench in there. And, of course, they added Scherzer later on after they picked him up from the Mets, and he got hammered the other night. I'm not ready to give up. I think Texas, it's going to be an interesting series. I think they have a hungry club too.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. And I think it does go, I think it goes 6 or 7. But I guess here's the thing. It's even though Texas, you know, at one point was up 2-0, I still like Houston. And that just, and it's not so much to take away from Texas is as much as, Houston, I don't feel like they rely on any one guy. I think their pitching depth is much deeper. I think that's where Texas is going to run into trouble. You know, I feel like Texas won the first two games, but I don't know if they won the first two games or Houston lost the first two games. And I kind of feel like Houston had some opportunities. They you know, Valdez made a throwing error that allowed a four-run first in game two, I think it was.
Right.
And so I don't know. I have a tough time betting against a Dusty Baker-led club.
No, I understand. I and, you know, when you got Yordan Alvarez, who and he got robbed of a home run, too, the other night. And this guy is just a monster. And and their lineup, they have some guys that – during the course of the season are kind of quiet, but they make contributions in the postseason. And, you know, like the Pena kid at shortstop did the year before.
Yep.
So they have these kinds of players. Maldonado. Houston is definitely formidable. Dodger fans are not going to like having the Astros possibly back in the World Series. But any way that it comes up, it seems like it's going to be great. So, Eric, I want to thank you so much for giving your expertise on this season's playoffs. It's great to have you back with us. Thanks again so much for joining us. And we will return right after this message.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we are back after the break. Once again, we'll see about that with Ron Say and Mike Gary, and we're going to be closing it down here in the next couple of minutes. But I did want to remind baseball fans and Dodger fans, and there's a PBS show out called Astros Edge. That I think you might be interested in. It's rather scandalous, but it's one of the incredible stories about baseball and what happened back in 2017.
Yeah, it's under the PBS Frontline moniker. You can find it on PBS.org or on YouTube. And Frontline's known for its deep investigative reporting, and it is a scathing indictment of the Astros from Jim Crane on down.
And we're going to scoot away a little bit from the postseason play and talk a little bit about college football. What an incredible week it was last week. The Washington-Oregon game lived up to its hype. Both those teams, I think, have an opportunity to go all the way and be in that playoff, depending on how it rolls out the rest of the way. USC was dealt a big reality check in Notre Dame, a very serious beatdown, and of course the Achilles heel of the Trojans that has been that way for a number of years is their defense. And once again, Notre Dame exploited it. Colorado got another dose of reality.
Predictions are coming true, Ron.
This is one of those nightmares for a coach. You know, you're ahead 29-0, and you feel like, you know, hey, everything's good. We're playing great defense. Offense is controlling the game. And then the flood. Here comes the flood, and you can't stop it.
And for, you know, Deion Sanders' coach team to have that secondary breakdown like that, yeah, that was the most surprising thing to me.
Well, it's going to be, yeah, I think this is unfortunately for him and their program, I think the hype was a little too great for what they had, and it's going to show up because they have Utah left, Oregon State. It's not going to end well, I don't think. But anyway, it was a really terrific week last week in college football. And, of course, the big game this weekend is in the Big Ten between Ohio State and Penn State. And this will also go a long way to determining the Big Ten champion and also one of those berths in the national championship round. So please join us next week as we have very special guest, Mr. October, Reggie Jackson.